Children. Nearing Ogden, Utah, May 23, 1876. Dear children, another night has passed. We rested well, are cheerful, have just breakfasted. We have enjoyed the journey thus far. Nothing of note has occurred. The porter promises to secure for us berth on next train and take care of our baggage. We hope that you are all well and happy. We would very much like to have seen Frankie Patton before we left, but the liability of traveling on the Sabbath we felt we must avoid if possible. We have just done nothing but dump and sleep and rest. I slept soundly yesterday afternoon. I think I shall be ready for meeting when I get through. Mary Clough relieves me of all care. She takes the burden of notifying the porter, as did daughter Mary when we came on 1 year ago. Keep up good courage and cling to the Mighty One. He is your tower of strength. Oh, how weak, how inefficient we are without the help of God. Watch unto prayer were the words Jesus gave to his disciples, most applicable to Christians now. Dear children, take time to pray, and nothing will be lost in so doing. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. Jesus will be your burden bearer. Do not carry your own burdens or your own perplexities. Jesus loves us. We know he does, with an unchangeable love. May every emotion of the soul respond to this matchless love which Christ has revealed in our behalf. Much love to Sister Rice. Tell her to look up today, tomorrow, and ever. Love to Frankie Patton, yourselves, Frank and George. I would commend you all to God. May the peace of God abide with you. Mother.